Hello, fans. This is Marty Lurie. Nothing makes a better story than a veteran Major League player showing the raw rookie the ropes of Major League life. All-star catcher and one of the most feared hitters in the game, Mike Piazza, had such a relationship as a rookie when he played his first full season in the majors with the Dodgers in 1993. Mike Piazza tells us about his mentor and more in his baseball memory.
For me, I think coming up with the Dodgers, and I played with a lot of great guys that I'm still friends with today. One in particular for me was Tim Wallach, actually, where we acquired him, I think, it was either my second year, I think, with the Dodgers. And he was just a lot of fun, a really funny guy, a great guy to play with, countless nights of laughing and just enjoying his company, and obviously a tremendous player in his own right for many years, one of the greatest Montreal Expos of all time. He's one guy I truly miss.
You know, we take for granted sometimes the presence of a veteran, not just on the field, but in the clubhouse. You're a young man. Tim Wallach takes you under his wing a little bit. What does it mean for you coming up as a young player? What do you look for? What does the veteran do for you?
I think it's a matter of, like, anytime you're a rookie in the game or a younger player, you're always going to have a certain amount of trepidation and anxiety about, you know, you're trying to make your mark and you're trying to establish yourself in the big leagues. And, you know, it could be pretty nerve-wracking at times. And to have a veteran to kind of give you a calming presence and allow you to just play your game and give you confidence. And he was always very supportive. He said, hey, you know, you're a great hitter. You're going to be around for many years. Just relax and have fun. So, and then providing a lot, adding levity and fun to the clubhouse. Was something I distinctly remember. So he made it fun, and he's a guy, like I said, I miss a lot.
When did you realize in the big leagues, after you got to the big leagues, when did you realize that, hey, this is a game I can play, this is something I can do? So when did it really become clear for you that you could be a star in the major leagues?
I don't think there's one defining moment. I think it's just a question of getting more experience, working hard. For me, it was just going up the ladder, double-A, triple-A, big leagues, and then establishing yourself in the big leagues, for me, was something that required a lot of diligent work. But to me, you know, I expected it at a certain point too, because I had a lot of confidence in my ability as well. So I don't think there's one defining moment. I think it's just a bunch of moments coming together.
Now, you're a young catcher. You have to get confidence as a catcher, not only as a hitter, but you're handling a pitching staff. Was there a veteran on the pitching staff who gave you that confidence, say, hey, kid, you can really catch. I trust you. You can do it.
Well, I was fortunate to come up with a veteran pitching staff. I caught, you know, Oral Hershiser, Kevin Gross, Ramon Martinez, Tom Candiotti, guys like that, who gave me a lot of confidence and trusted me a lot. Just gave me this sort of feeling that, you know, I belonged and that I was very capable behind the plate as well as hitting. So it was good for me, and they gave me criticism as well. So it wasn't like all support. I mean, I was able to take everything in stride and enjoy the sort of experience of learning through a veteran pitching staff.
Have you taken someone under your wing and done that as well, learning as you did?
Well, I try to. I mean, I think it's different because, for me at least, we're fortunate on the Mets here that we have a veteran presence on the ball club, so there's not too many really young guys. But, you know, for me, there's a few guys, yeah, I like to hang out with, and I take them, at least take them out to lunch and allow them to kind of relax and maybe let them pick my mind a little bit if they need some help on some things. So, you know, you had older guys kind of help you out when you were young, so I try to return the favor to younger guys as well.
Tim Wallach hit 12 homers and batted .222 in 133 games for the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1993. His biggest contribution may have been settling down a raw-boned young catcher, Mike Piazza, who went on to hit .318 with 35 homers and 112 RBIs in his first full big league season. Now, a 9-time consecutive All-Star, catcher Mike Piazza entered the 2001 season with a lifetime batting average of .328 and 278 home runs. Amazing. This is Marty Lurie. Join me again for Memories of the Game.